How would you like to live in a home where the floors are always clean? Now you can with Matic, the first intuitive cleaning robot designed and assembled in America for families like yours. Matic sees your home the way you do, so it cleans the way you would. Precise visual navigation means it moves gracefully through real lived-in spaces and almost never gets stuck. Its visual intelligence means you can point at a mess and say, Matic, clean this. Matic also understands over 75 languages, so anyone can use it just by talking to it. Even the kids and the grandparents. Nobody has to learn another app. It vacuums and mops daily, it's quiet enough to run at night, and can clean in the dark, so you can wake up to clean floors. Matic is rated 4.9 out of 5 by the families who own it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com. That's maticrobots.com, and get a year's supply of free HEPA bags with your purchase today. Go to maticrobots.com/odyssey, a $96 value at no cost to you. That's maticrobots.com/AUDACY.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to get into today on the midday show, and I want to dive here on WIP Daily into the Jaylen Brown press conference. What stood out to me yesterday the most as I listened to the Sixers introduce one of their newest stars and a guy that has been one of the better players in the NBA for a very long time now, but is still in his prime. So get to that, but I just want to take a minute here to let everyone, let you know about something I've been working on for a little bit. And I announced it yesterday in the midday show. I threw it out on social media. And now I want to share with you here on WIP Daily. I recently finished and completed a book. And I have a book out now. Yeah, there's a website for it. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. You can go there right now, order it, and free shipping and personalized autographs for all the pre-orders. So I would love for you to take advantage of it and get my book. And the concept is pretty simple, but I think probably unlike anything you've ever read. So, you know, we all have those what if moments in our head, right? I mean, you could go over some of the biggest ones in Philadelphia sports history. You talk about, you know, Carson Wentz getting hurt, Alshon Jeffries dropped the next year, Kawhi Leonard shot, the fog, you know, rolling in Chicago in the playoff game against the Bears. You go back to the 1964 collapse of the Phillies. And there's so many more that are in this book. And all those I just mentioned are chapters in the book. So the concept of the book is not just to talk about what happened. We all know kind of what the concept of all these moments, but what would have happened. So historical fiction look at the reality of what was going on, and then twisting the ending and then the fallout. So what would have been if Carson stayed healthy? Would the Eagles have actually gone on to win that Super Bowl? You know, what if Alshon catches the pass in New Orleans the next year and Nick Foles has the Eagles in back-to-back NFC championship games? What becomes of the franchise? There's a good amount of recent ones. I would say in the last, you know, 20 years, but there's also a good amount before that. You know, you go back to, you know, a pretty infamous story of the Eagles in the 80s nearly leaving for Phoenix and departing the city of Philadelphia, the way the Colts departed Baltimore? What if the Eagles actually left Philadelphia then? What would have become of football and sports fandom in Philadelphia? So it was a really fun project to work on. It is out now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. I appreciate, you know, tell people that you think might know, I mean, you listen to the show and you think, you know, your friends, family that might enjoy a book like that. Tell them about it. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. It will be on bookshelves and stores and available in October, but you get a deal now if you pre-order on the website. So appreciate you doing that. Now to Jalen Brown. Yesterday's press conference, and you know, it was interesting because it kind of snuck up on me. It's like, because he's been here a while, but technically a Sixer for a while. He was traded here in early July, but we hadn't really heard from him other than his Twitch streams or, you know, whatever he wanted to put out there, but not in a formal setting. So I was very intrigued to listen to Jalen Brown yesterday. And a couple big picture thoughts I have is you could tell, and I think he handled it very well yesterday, but you could tell listening to him, he's still emotional about this trade. He talked about throwing his phone across the room. He said it with a laugh, but he, you know, tongue in cheek, but there's some truth to it. Threw his phone across the room when he got traded. Still doesn't seem happy with the way the Celtics handled it. Said that he and Jason Tatum really still haven't talked since the trade. I think the Sixers are getting a very, very motivated player. Jason Tatum strikes me as the kind of thoughtful and I think like a deep thinking person who probably internalizes a lot of slights and uses them to his advantage. You know, we've seen a lot of athletes do stuff like this. You know, Michael Jordan's probably the most extreme version because he actually even created slights that weren't real to motivate himself. You know, great athletes have a way of finding little things or big things, but sometimes little things that can make them better. And I think we're getting a very highly motivated Jalen Brown who wants to show the Boston Celtics that they not just made a mistake, they made a catastrophic mistake. If they made a mistake, they're going to rue the day they traded him. So as much as there are questions about the fit, about how everyone's going to fit in, about usage rate, about, you know, one basketball, everyone sharing the ball with this Sixers team, I walked away very confident yesterday that Jalen Brown is coming here to win. And he is coming here to make life hell for the Boston Celtics. And he is coming here to make sure this thing works. I don't get the sense that he's coming here with, I got to score 35 points a game. That was last year. He had that year. He had those games. He had that kind of moment in his career where he showed everyone he could do it. There's a little Scottie Pippen to Jalen Brown, where, you know, and I think of last year as kind of the year, you know, let's use Scotty as Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum as the Michael Jordan of that Celtics team. You know, he's the A, he's the alpha, and then you got the B. But Scotty Pippen was super important. And you go to 93, 94, when Jordan, or 94, 95, excuse me, when Jordan retired and he wasn't there. And yeah, it was 93, 94. You know, when Jordan wasn't there and it was Pippen's team. And there was an infamous moment where, you know, Scotty had a moment of frustration in the huddle. He didn't want to take the shot. And Kukoc took the shot and he was embarrassed. And there was this, like, these slights that Scott, I always felt like Scotty felt slights, that they didn't believe in him when it was his time. But Scotty showed in that year, in 93, 94, that if you task him with leading the team, they could win a lot of basketball games. Now, could they win a championship? No. The Scotty Pippen Bulls went out fairly early in the postseason without Michael Jordan, just like the Jalen Brown Celtics went out fairly early in the postseason without Jason Tatum. You know, he got hurt again. He came back, but he got hurt again. And I always thought the best version of Scottie Pippen was the one that didn't try to be the man, but did everything well. Everything at a B level. Everything at a B plus level. I mean, when he was young, he defended at an A plus level, Scottie Pippen. And I feel that way about Jalen Brown. Jalen Brown's awesome. Jalen Brown is an awesome player. Is he ever going to get the accolades of the best players in the NBA? Probably not. But now he gets to go show the Celtics they messed up. Just like Jalen Brown got to show people that they were wrong for not putting him on the Olympic team.
What if the secret to better hair was doing less? Hair Story's New Wash is a cleansing and conditioning cream that replaces shampoo and conditioner in one simple step. Its gentle, detergent-free formula cleans without stripping your hair and scalp, leaving hair softer, smoother, and ready to air dry beautifully with less styling and more time between washes. Rewrite your routine with Hair Story. If you're ready to make the switch, use code PODCAST15 at hairstory.com for 15% off your order.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You know, these players have chips on their shoulders. So I walked away encouraged yesterday that from at least the Jalen Brown part of this, he's not going to blow this thing up. You know, basketball players could do that. You know, they want the ball, then they need their touches, their numbers. I don't think he's going to do it. Now, how he feels comfortable, you know, how quickly they feel comfortable with each other's rhythm and their role, that's going to take some time. But I walked away feeling great about Jalen Brown's attitude because I love the chip on his shoulder. He's got it. He wants to shove it in the faces of the Celtics. He wants to show them they made a huge mistake. I love that about him. Now, the other thing that's interesting is how he talked about, you know, his relationship with some of the Sixers and specifically the players that reached out to him first. And by his recollection, it was Maxey and it was Edgecombe. Later on, when asked specifically if Joel Embiid has reached out, he said, yes, they spoke the day of the trade. So that's one good news, because there was a lot of wondering if they'd even spoken, if Embiid had reached out, if Embiid had been part of this thing, or did he feel like he was distant? Well, I mean, Jalen Brown mentioned he's part of the group chat, and they're all talking, and LeBron's active in there. So they're trying to build something with some chemistry with these guys. I like that. But, you know, he didn't mention at first Embiid. He mentioned Maxey and Edgecombe. And then Embiid is later, yeah, and a separate thing. And when I heard that, a couple things stood out to me. One, this is clearly, you know, not a surprise. It's not a surprise by any stretch of the imagination that Maxey and Edgecombe, who seem like the most locked in, all in, kind of on the ball as Sixers players right now, would reach out first and be a little bit more distant, different part of his career. But it also made me believe and know and feel that the most challenging piece to this puzzle is going to be the fit for Joel Embiid. I have zero concerns about LeBron James on a basketball court. Not a single one. Now, physically, and this is not ever what we used to say, but physically, sure, he's 41 years old. He doesn't play defense the way he used to. He's slower, pace-wise. Yeah. I mean, he's an old man now. So, you know, I have some questions about basketball stuff with physicality and speed and all that with LeBron. That's a first-time thing, or recent thing. He didn't ever have that. But I mean, in terms of basketball, IQ, EQ, what to do, where to be, how to go about the possession, where to get the basketball. I mean, it's the least of my concerns. It's honestly, you shouldn't lose an ounce of sleep over it. LeBron's going to do the right thing with the basketball, always. I think he should play the point. I think he could lead the league in assists. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, that I have no concern about. Brown quelled any concerns I had yesterday that he's going to be a problem, or he's going to want the basketball too much, or he's going to want to score too much, or he's going to demand the ball or be unhappy. I don't feel that. I feel like he's here with a chip on his shoulder. VJ Edgecombe is like the perfect young role player for this group because he doesn't need the ball in his hands ever, basically. I mean, VJ Edgecombe could probably, you know, not get the ball at all and end up, you know what I mean by that is like not have a single, you know, possession drawn up for him. Just average, you know, 14 points a game in transition, steals, alley-oops for LeBron and Maxie and him running. Yeah, he's going to be A-OK. And then there's LeBron. Then there's Maxie, excuse me, who I actually will benefit from having the ball in his hands less and handling the ball less. He'll get less tired. He'll get less banged up. I think he will be a dynamic catch-and-shoot player, a dynamic off-the-ball player to where LeBron and Brown can do a lot of work in terms of trying to go to the basket and try to draw fouls and be involved in this. And then they kick it back, and there's Maxie just ready to knock down shots. I think that will be a spectacular use of Maxie's skill set. The guy, I felt it yesterday listening. I just can't wrap my mind around the Embiid fit in this. He doesn't fit to me. His game has almost evolved too much, and his body's devolved too much for the fit to be where I think it needs to be. The Sixers need a rim-running, rim-protecting, rebounding defensive center. They don't need an offensive force at center. They just don't need the points. That's not necessary to the basketball team here. They don't need that. Now, you know, could Embiid stretch even further and become more of a Karl Anthony Towns for this group? Maybe, you know, maybe that could be his offensive game and he could really knock down a lot of shots and give them another shooter on the floor and allow Maxie Edgecombe to get to the basket. Maybe. But when I mean, when, like the Joel Embiid of holding the basketball and the offense running through him, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. It's unnecessary. So a couple of things from Brown really stood out the most. One, I love where his attitude is. I love where his mentality is heading into the postseason right now. That's great. That is, we're getting into the season. I love that. That's what I want to say. The part that is hard to kind of piece together is the Embiid part of this. Not just that Embiid, you know, reached out that day, but he wasn't first brought up by Brian yesterday. But beyond that, that his fit here, he's the one who I just struggled to see how they're going to fit him in the right way and how his fit matches their fit. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. The book, as I mentioned at the start of the episode today, whatiffphillybook.com. That is the website for you to go and purchase. And free shipping for all pre-orders as the book will ship out in October, but it is available now for pre-order. And also personalized autographs, you know, I'll sign the book. Anything you want me to write in there, you just pop it in the forum there and I will do it. whatiffphillybook.com. I'll probably do more episodes and more, you know, parts of each episode, maybe kind of going through the process of the book and some more of the chapters to kind of tell you more about it as time goes on. But I truly appreciate anyone that chooses to go buy it or share it with someone who you think might enjoy it. whatiffphillybook.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Go Sixers. Hopefully the Phillies have a great weekend. It's alumni weekend this week. It's Chase Utley getting honored tonight. So it should be a really fun sports weekend around here. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.